Hey guys, this is Portia Who That Jam out of Houston, Texas, and I'm an eclectic amalgamation of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today I am super excited to talk to you about discovering your passion. And I'm not really talking about discovering what you're good at, because you know, when I was growing up, it's amazing all of the things that I learned to do. And I really appreciated doing them at the time. I just remember being in home economics and we learned how to cook a few meals. And I thought, oh, this is great. But I didn't turn out to be a chef, you know, and I remember also in school learning how to make a pillow and to stitch some things together and even build a quilt. But I didn't turn out to be a seamstress. I also remember dissecting a frog. Disgusting. But I didn't turn out to be a doctor or anything else of that nature. And so it's not really fair to say that your passion is necessarily something that you're good at or something that you experienced in life. But to really discover your passion would really mean to highlight or be able to uncover God's plan for your life. And it's almost like watering a seed and watching it grow. And the reason why it grows is because you are intricately committed and connected to staying alive. And this particular aspect of your life is what keeps you alive. It's what keeps you motivated. It's what keeps you excited about the life that you live. And a lot of times we think that we are our job. And I often say that I am so much more than what I do for a living, because what I do for a living is what I do to provide a means for my family. But what I do outside of that is what makes me who I am. And a lot of times people just haven't uncovered what they're really passionate about. And you know what's a bonus? And it's very, very horrible misconception, because it can really trip you up. A lot of people believe that just because you're passionate about something that it should equal money. And I think it's a bonus if you could ever get into a position in life where you can make a profit off of your passion. But a lot of times, if your passion isn't profitable, you still have to make sure that you tap into that thing that defines who you are. So if you're a teacher, teach. If you're a singer, sing. If you are a writer, write. If you are a fisher, fish. Whatever you do that you are passionate about doing, do it and do it big. This is Portia. Take care.